Hey guys, this is Tyler Watson here with Impact Income. Welcome to the show. And today we're going to talk about two topics that people tend to have a lot of emotions around. One is around money, and the other is around God. And whatever belief system you have, I'm going to speak to this so that it tailors to anyone with any type of belief system, okay? So here's what I have learned over the years. I know a lot of people who make a lot of money. And some of them do it for good reasons, some of them don't. However, the people who do it for not good reasons or tend to kind of deviate on their standards, I find that their happiness is not where it really should be. And they may have a lot of cool things, a lot of money, but really they aren't very fulfilled. Even though they live the life, looking at them, I look at them and you just sense it. You can see it in who they are and how they treat people and how they treat others, how they give back. And it's one of those things that you ask yourself, okay, so what is success? And for me, I feared making money because I was afraid that if I made too much money, that I wouldn't be spiritual anymore. So for me, this has been something that has just come up recently. I made a commitment right when I began on this journey of wealth and success. And my commitment was to myself and to my higher power. And what that commitment was I committed And I wrote him a letter, and I wrote my higher power letter, and I said, all right, Heavenly Father, I commit to being wealthy, and I commit to make my relationship as equal, as spiritual. So, for example, how do I put this into words? I commit to saying, okay, the more spiritual I get, the more money I make. When my spirituality lacks, the less money I will make. And I've been through a phase in my life where I found that I struggled making money, even after I had success. And I had to ask myself and really look back to this commitment, and it's been very interesting to ask myself, okay, where am I not being spiritual? Where am I putting him third or second or fifth or tenth on my scale of priorities? Am I really showing that he's number one in the details of my life every day? And I find that when my bank account is dropping, that the answer is no. I step into this pride state of saying, okay, I can do it by myself. I can confront all these things. But the very fact of the matter is that when you involve a higher power, whether you believe in God or not, if you involve, I know who my higher power is. And I know that if I involve him, that my results go up. That he cares, that he expects us to and wants us to have success. And so if you make that relationship with him or whoever it is that you believe is out there, if you make that relationship, that deep connection with him, you will find that as you go about building your business, as you go about accumulating wealth, that you will have a deep sensation of peace and confidence, and it will just help you feel fulfilled. And I think that, to me, is the most success. You can be both spiritual and wealthy. There is nowhere where it says that you have to just pick one or the other. And so if you find yourself struggling, if you find yourself in a place where you may feel stuck with your finances, then I would highly suggest doing this, where you can ask him, you can, you know, go through a prayer process and take it to him and ask him and say, hey, higher power, this is my goal. This is what I'm working on. Do you accept it? Are you in accordance with it? And if so, I want to tie my relationship to you directly to my money. Now, be careful doing that, because if you do that, be willing, you have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to confront. And there will be times in your life that you will not want to. There will be times in your life where you'll want to avoid that commitment, and you will see the result. However, as soon as we humble ourselves and we tune in to what's most important, it becomes amazing to see the answers that come, the guidance and the focus, and your business goes up. So I invite you today to take action on this, to unite your wealth with your higher power, to tell yourself, I'm going to do whatever it takes to be able to make that connection with him so that I can have the things that he desires of me. Thanks for listening to me today. My name's, again, Tyler Watson, for those of you who haven't been on my podcast before. Be sure and check out thefreedomcatalyst.com. And anything you need help with, just let us know. Get plugged into anything that you need service with, and we will help you as best as we can. Go do this. Go put it to the test. And don't listen to any other podcasts until you go do this. I have people who love to just listen, but the power comes from action. Take action today. Go put this and implement it. Put it to the test. You will not regret it. So thanks for again, and we'll see you on the next show.